bother you.
That's all right, Mr. President.
And did you all get all straightened away on your agriculture?
Well, I've been talking with Mike, and I talked with Orville again just a little while ago.
All right.
And it seems to...
Say, I got a wonderful picture. You just came in, the two of us here. I'm going to want you to remind me the first time you come down here.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Listen, here's what I told, here's what the situation looks like.
Somebody said you all adjourned too damn early to get your report in now, and you got away today.
Oh, no, that's not true. Actually, Ellender is vigorously opposed to this bill.
Yeah?
And because of the cotton feature.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the bill, as you know, came out 14-2, however, for. Aiken is for it, so that you got Jim Eastland for it. You got all the cotton groups except the man Ellender. Now, Ellender says he will not file a report until Friday. He's the chairman of the committee. And I talked to Freeman. He says, well, what if we get the report written up and have it on, and you can't maybe get it to the government printing office, but we can have it thermofaxed and so forth. I said, if you did this, my own view is that that Dirksen and Hickenlooper and Ellender and a few others over here had just raised unshirted hell, and we wouldn't be any further ahead. So
now, why didn't he want to bring it up till Friday? Why didn't he?
I don't know. You know how
little
he
little civil rights?
Huh? No, he just is opposed to the bill, and he's the chairman of the committee, and he just isn't going to report it till Friday. That's what he told us.
Hmm.
And I feel this way, however, that if we report it Friday, we can call it up Saturday. And we got Saturday, and we got Monday, and we've got Tuesday, and we can have a long session Monday, come in 10 o'clock. We can have a long session Tuesday. We got the tax bill. It'll be over here late Tuesday. We'll have to set it aside for the tax bill. It won't take long on the tax bill here. I don't think it'll take us 3 hours. And then we can go right back on the farm bill, and then we can move on into Wednesday on the farm bill. And by God, if we don't pass it, then we can just say, look at here. There's a dilatory tactics here. Our Republicans are not going to cooperating with this. I don't think they can make much headway.
Well, now, are the Republicans against the bill?
Only a few. Dirksen is playing the kind of a game that you indicated he would. He said today, told me twice, yesterday and today, he said, oh, there's a lot of our people against this farm bill, Hubert. You ought not to bring it up. I said, well, who are they? He said, well, George Aiken and then Hickenlooper. And I said, finally, I find out now that George Aiken voted for the bill in committee. Hickenlooper abstained. He didn't vote yes or no. And really what is going on is a war of nerves over here. Now, Ellender is against it, and this, of course, makes it very difficult. But he is so outnumbered in the committee that even though he's against that cotton feature in the bill, let's assume that we had to amend the cotton feature on the floor to get it over to the House. I don't think that's too bad. I think we ought to just get something out of here on agriculture and get it over to the House, and then when we get to conference, we can do something about it. It's my view, even if we pass a bill that is not totally acceptable. I feel the way I told Mike just a while ago. I said, my recommendation is that we bring this bill up and that we proceed with it.
What civil rights groups going to say to you?
Well, Clarence Mitchell has announced today that he didn't want to see civil rights stand in the way of income-producing legislation for small farmers, which is the cotton and the wheat bill. That he thought that this sort of thing ought to be taken
up. Can you
up.
Get him to ask you to take it up?
I can. I got his number. He wants to talk to me, and I think I'll just call him on the phone.
I just would tell him it means it to every sharecropper. It means every poor person in the South. It means it to everyone that he wants to do it with, and you'll come in early and stay late, and you're going to run it to him, and when you get on his, you'll stay on it, but you believe if you get farmers behind it and all the farmers against you, it'll hurt it.
Yeah, that's my view. I'll do just that.
You may have to watch out now. You can't tell. Eastland may be making a deal with the... he and the Elder are playing it one way, one side and one the other, just for the purpose of delaying you. I don't know. You got a better feel of that than I have.
Yeah, it's kind of tricky. I grant you that. But I really believe this, that the cotton people are so adamant for this bill. And I mean the processors and the textile manufacturers, as well as the producers. This is the first one of all the groups have agreed on, that they won't tolerate, they won't let Mr. Eastland or anybody else hold it up.
Now, Hubert, don't go out of town until you get this thing done. You stay there, and another thing, you're going to have to see if this Jordan Committee meets, because they didn't meet the day before yesterday. In the afternoon, they took off, and they take off about half the time, and they're going to wind around here, and they the time you get civil rights up, and you can't give them permission, and they'll say, well, they got a lot more to do. Now, they haven't got but two or three more witnesses, and they ought to go on and hear them. And you just check that with Joe and make him... Keep them in there morning and afternoon till you get through with them, because we don't want that crowd to wait around here till November with this.
And I got myself screwed up here. I'm so goddamn, I'm just, well, be honest with you, I'm really screwed up. I'm supposed to be.
I got a bond drive somewhere.
No, it's a Democratic fundraising business at Los Angeles. Oh. I can cancel the goddamn.
When is that?
I'm supposed to be there tomorrow.
Well, I'd be for you being there, well, because I think that state needs it, and I think it's good for you to be out there, but there's not anything happens when you're not. Now,
if George
and Mike would stay there and shove them, but
I don't know.
That.
I know that, and I'm just sick about it, and I should cancel the goddamn time. I've been canceling out everything around here, practically, but they've been putting the heat on me. They got about 2,000 people. That they're raising money, they're raising a lot of money out there, and they figure they need it. And I don't know how the hell I frankly didn't even know I was in it. My damn office runs my life more than every day. Christ.
And this is that liberal group, isn't it?
No, this is the Democratic State Committee.
Well, goddamn them, they have a fundraising every month. I was out there a month ago for a fundraising.
I suppose they do. It's the regular state committee and their women's committee and the Democratic Associates, that are the finance group. And then, that's the noon, and then I was going to take on that CDC crowd just to give them a good President Johnson speech.
Well, you know there'll be nothing happen till you get back.
I know it. I know it. Let me see if I can put this together tonight.
All right, okay.
You bet.